We thank the Lord for the privilege of presenting another Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the truth of the gospel, for the truth is what makes us free. And we're thankful today for the privilege of sharing this broadcast service with this precious people. And we're trusting that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, will accompany our broadcast and make it a blessing to each one. We are so thankful today that we know that there is a God in heaven, that you are faithful, that you are true, that you are loving, and that you are merciful. And we're praying that we will be able to be a vessel for you to use to bring forth your word today for the benefit and blessing of souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I can tell you about the Rock of Ages. I can point you to the cross of show you up on each one of these pages. Every drop of blood that Jesus shed for me.
Now this is a story of an old country preacher that was invited to one of our local colleges to hear some of our modern day teachers. I know there was a lot of things said that day that he didn't really understand. And I saw him bow his head and smile a couple of times when they would start to tell how it all began. And being among several ministers that was there that day, they gave him a chance to speak. And when it came his turn, in his awkward way, with his Bible in his hand, he arose to his feet and he said, "Yes, there's been a lot of things said today that I really don't understand. But I hope you don't feel too bad at me because I'm just a simple man. But you take that young fellow over there that was talking about geology and fossils. Well, he said a lot of things that I've already forgotten. No, I can't take a stone and look at it and tell you how old it is. But I can tell you who's the solid rock.
Man.
They told us about the rivers and the streams and the plants that grow from the sod. But I lost him along about then because my mind strayed to that river that flows from the throne of God. They told us about how important the plants and the trees are to me and you. But I thought about how important that tree was that they nailed my Jesus to. Oh, I know there's a lot of mysteries in this old world that I can never understand. But there's one that I found out, how a man can die, and yet he can live again. Plant some flowers and how they grow, that's just not my worry. I'm just thankful that I'm part of God's creation, and I'm thankful that I know the beautiful rose of Sharon." When the old man turned to sit down, I noticed tears flowing from his eyes. Then I looked around and saw how God had taken the simple things and confounded the wise. And if I live to be 100, I'll never forget this old man, how that God used him with such great wisdom that brought a message that even a child could understand.
I can tell you about the Rock of Ages. I can point you to the cross of Calvary. I can show you up on each one of these pages. Every drop of blood that Jesus shed for me. Rock of Ages, live for me. Let me hide myself in
Our subject for today's broadcast, A Conspiracy in the Land. And I will read from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 22, beginning with verse 23. "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto her, Thou art the land that is not cleansed, nor rained upon in the day of indignation. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion ravening the prey. They have devoured souls. They have taken the treasure and precious things. They have made her many widows in the midst thereof. Her priests have violated my law and have profaned mine holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and profane, neither have they shown diligence between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their faces or their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them. Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves, ravening the prey, to shed blood and to destroy souls to get dishonest gain. And her prophets have dabbed them with untempered mortar, seeing vanity and divining lies unto them, saying, Thus saith the Lord God, when the Lord hath not spoken. The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery, and have vexed the poor and needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Therefore have I poured out mine indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads. And thus saith the Lord God. That's reading down through the end of the chapter, verse 31. The passage before us was a description of the spiritual depravity of Israel. The United States is not Israel, contrary to what some people believe and teach, but various things in this passage of Scripture does reflect the condition of the nation, and not only the nation, but the world. Notice two characteristics of Israel in verse 24. Son of man, say unto her, Thou art the land that is not cleansed, nor rained upon in the day of indignation. We are not to understand the prophet Ezekiel to be speaking of the soil, but the people, filthy, defiled by sin, abortions, adultery, sex perversion, drugs, gambling, living like there is no moral laws. And so the soil is filthy indeed. The land is dry. People are unhappy, discontented, unsatisfied, hunting after pleasure in the abominable and in fantasy. They are missing out on the showers of blessings and the washing of regeneration by the Word of God. Conspiracy in the land. Notice these points. Devouring prophets. They are crooked in their practices. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion ravening the prey. They have devoured souls. They have taken the treasure and precious things. They have made her many widows in the midst thereof. Verses 22 through 25. Now, as we look at these conditions, as recorded here by Ezekiel in reference to Old Testament Israel, let us realize and know that many of these conditions are prevailing in our nation and in our world today. We have preachers that are in effect robbing the people with their false, deceptive messages. Yes, they're taking their money and they're building them big, nice homes and personal things that beyond the ordinary. And they are doing it at the expense of the people through their deceptive ways. I have said more than one time, if a businessman would do some of the crooked things that some of the preachers in the land do today, they would be sent to prison. But some of these preachers are doing these abominable things, and they're getting away with it because they are called preachers. They are crooks, thieves, robbers. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering in or go in. Matthew chapter 23 and verse 13. And those are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have preachers in the land and in the world today that are preventing people from entering into the kingdom of God by their false doctrines and by their false teachings. Many, many people are signing decision cards or joining church, thinking that will enable them to make heaven their home, when that is not what the Word of God teaches them. Now, I'm not trying to criticize anybody or judge anyone. I'm simply bringing to you the fact that what Ezekiel describes here in the passage of Scripture that I have read existed not only in ancient Israel, but it is still existing in the land today. There are those who are shutting up the kingdom of God by preaching error and not preaching the truth. The message of the pure gospel, treasures and precious things, are withheld from the people. Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 30. And if God was against the false prophets and called them thieves and robbers in ancient times, would he not do the same today? The cause of the destruction of souls and the death of many are the false doctrines and the false teachings that are abroad in the land today. Defiled preachers, her priests have violated my law and have profaned mine holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and profane. Neither have they showed a difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them. Ezekiel 22:26. Isn't that the case today? Isn't it true that there are many today who are not making any distinction, as it were, between the clean and the unclean? Have you seen pictures of preachers out leading the parade when they're advocating sinful and ungodly practices that are prevalent in our land today? Yes, preachers taking up for the devil's program, standing firm for it, and opposing the truth of the gospel. Disobedient to the scriptures, violated my law, God said through the prophet Ezekiel. And how many are doing that today? They have profaned mine holy things. Profane, no regard for sacred things. Esau was called a profane person because he sold his birthright for a mess of pottage. He was profane because he did not regard holy and sacred things. And today, we have in the religious world preachers who are making fun of the truth of the gospel and telling people that they cannot live what the Word of God teaches them. They dance the type of music and services today, and the house of worship is a shame and a disgrace. God never intended for His house of worship to be a dance hall, as many religious places are today, discarding separation. Neither have they showed a difference between the holy and profane. No one can live holy. We're all sinners. That is not what the Word of God teaches them. So they have shown no difference between the holy and the profane. I have said more than one time, how is it that Jesus Christ is going to determine who goes to heaven and who goes to eternity lost whenever we're all sinners? How is he going to determine which sinners are going to heaven and which sinners are going to hell? Beloved, that is not what the Word of God teaches them. The Word of God teaches us, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. The Word of God teaches us that when we arrive at the judgment bar of God, if our name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, we will be cast into the lake of fire. But today, we have those who are discarding the truth of the gospel, and they're making no difference between the holy and the profane. They make no difference between the supposed Christian and the non-Christian in dress, in adornments, and in worldly places they go, worldly things they do, and the worldly talk that they have. Beware of any preacher who mocks standards and accuses a preacher who preaches the standard of the Word of God guilty of legalism. Lift up a standard for the people, the Word of God charges his watchmen. But today, there are those who would accuse you of preaching legalism and bondage because you preach the standard that is taught in the Word of God. Dishonest prophets, their prophets have dabbed them with untempered mortar, seeing vanity and the divining lies unto them, saying, thus saith the Lord, when the Lord hath not spoken it. Ezekiel chapter 22 and verse 28. Untempered mortar is false doctrine. Let me read from Ezekiel chapter 13, beginning with verse 10. Because they have seduced my people, saying, peace, and there was no peace. And one built up a wall, and lo, others dabbed it with untempered mortar. Say unto them which dab it with untempered mortar, that it shall fall. There shall be an overflowing shower, and ye, O great hailstones, shall fall, and a stormy wind shall rend it. Lo, when the wall is fallen, shall it not be said unto you, where is the dabbing, wherewith ye have dabbed it? Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will even rend it with a stormy wind in my fury, and there shall be an overflowing shower in mine anger, and great hailstones in my fury to consume it. So will I break down the wall that ye have dabbed with untempered mortar, and bring it down to the ground, so that the foundation thereof shall be discovered, and it shall fall, and ye shall be consumed in the midst thereof, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. I want you to notice carefully that what I have just read is, thus saith the Lord. And again, dabbing the wall with untempered mortar simply means the preaching of false doctrine. And the overflowing and the rain and the hailstones simply represents symbolically the truth of God's Word. And God does tear down the walls of Babylon and false religion through the truth of the gospel to those who are willing to listen. Dishonest politicians are also included. Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves, ravening the prey to shed blood and to destroy souls to get dishonest gain. Ezekiel 22, verse 27. Some people have been put in jail for administering corporal discipline to their children while doctors legally murder babies in the mother's womb at the rate of 1.5 million a year in this country, according to some statistics. Many, it seems, are taking bribes and kickbacks. How many are serving prison terms for their crooked dealings, and how many of them have not been caught up with? And it isn't just the priests and the prophets that are so deceptive. depraved people. The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery and have vexed the poor and needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. The prophets, the politicians, and the people, a conspiracy in the land. Notice verse 30 of our text. I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. God is looking for a people who will stand in the gap, who will stand for the truth of the gospel. I would challenge you, my radio congregation today, be one of those who stand in the gap. Be one of those who stands against sin, wickedness, and evil. Righteousness exalteth the nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit bear witness to the truth. May the scriptures that we have presented move hearts and affect souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another broadcast of The Way of Truth with you. We do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. We have endeavored to bring you a message from the Word of God, not from our own opinions or from some sectarian creed. The Word of God is what we are to live by. The Word of God is what we are to go by. And the Word of God is what we are supposed to preach. And I trust that the message today has been a blessing to you. If so, why not write and let us know? Our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number, and our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. I'd like to invite you to, if at all possible, be with us in our Sunday services. Our services are broadcast live over the Internet, and our morning worship service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6. That's Eastern Time, of course. We invite you to join us. Be with us in our services. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to the broadcast. We invite you to be with us next week when again, the Lord willing, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Be strong and valiant for the truth. Resist the tempter's luring power. Shun all the avenues of sin. And trust in God each day and hour. Be strong and firmly trust. And keep us from the wrong. Be strong and firmly trust in God through every care. Be true and fearless stand, and with His grace and strength be blessed. He is our rock, our power high.
seventh grade. How chilly is to them that come, the joy of those that seek His face. Be strong and firmly trust. Not, He says, whatever in their hearts will find and make you lie in pastures green, in paths of pleasantness He'll guide. Be strong and firmly trust in God to every. Stand, and with His grace and strength be blessed.